Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. Today, our guest is Linda Mask with Mountain Metro Ambux. She's the chairman for the 6th annual Trikes and Tread Car Show that will be held April 22nd and 23rd. Linda, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with the basics. Tell me about the Trikes and Tread Car Show.
Okay, we came by it quite unexpectedly because we didn't know too much about cars and had an opportunity to put on a car show at the Coliseum. And so we took it on. All the ladies got together and agreed, well, we think we can do it. And it became our largest fundraiser. All the money that we raise from the car show goes to buying Amtrikes that we give away to children and adults with disabilities. And we do scholarships for therapists and ramps for people to get out of their homes.
Where do participants in the show come from? How far are people traveling to be part of this event?
They actually are coming from all over, mostly all over the state. We had them from Lubbock, Texas last year, Houston, Amarillo, down in that area, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, all across the state, Kansas. We had some from Missouri and Arkansas. So sometimes they travel far, and that's good. We visit a lot of the car shows in the states surrounding us, passing out information. We're on the website. We have a Facebook page, and we just get the word out. We are working with a car club here in Lawton called Sweet Temptations, and thank the Lord, but they have been instrumental in helping us to have a wonderful car show. And so they get the word out to all the car people that they know, which is massive.
The show is going to be held at the Comanche County Fairgrounds. What is your layout going to be? Will this be outside, inside Great Plains Coliseum, a mix of both? How's it going to be set up?
We started out using one building, and now we've taken over the whole Coliseum. We're having an indoor car show, but there's one club that specifically likes to be outside. We also have some semis that are included, and so they probably will be outside. I'm not sure, because the boys do all the placement. We had a little over 300 cars this year, and we're expecting more than that this year. And if that is in fact true, we will have to place some of them outside. We also have a sound competition, which takes up the whole annex. And it's called Bass Battles. And that puts us into a three-point show, which is one of the top shows. We're especially one of the top shows in our state. But people come from all around to be involved in that as well.
So this is a bit different than a standard car show where the vehicles are simply on display. I mean, you have that, but there are other things happening as well.
Yes, we have the sound contest, and then we do what we call our Olympics, our car Olympics. Sometimes we do limbo, sometimes they do the low rider. You'll see that happening. And we have tattoo contest with Shine On. It's going to be our judges for that. So we have several things that are going on. Our first place prize, which is best of show, is $1,000. So that makes it worth the while to come. And we have two categories for winning, 30 classes for cars to come and enter.
And as you mentioned, the local club, Sweet Temptations, will be judging the show.
Yes. Okay. They bring their cars, but they don't get to participate, you know, because they are judges. But they're awesome. And so their whole car club gets together and they'll come. They help us to place everybody. They know the lingo. They know the people. And they know how to judge cars and vehicles. We have motorcycles, bicycles, you name it.
What sort of response does this show get outside of the car world? What's the community response to this event?
Sure. The community loves it. It's a family deal. You can come for one day. You can come for both days. There's things for the kids to do. If mom and dad want to run around, we have a lot of activities for our children as well.
Now, as you mentioned earlier, this is a fundraising event to help with the major philanthropy of Ambux, which is the purchase and distribution of Amtrikes. What is an Amtrike?
Awesome. I was hoping you would ask that. An Amtrike is a bicycle which is motorized through the use of your hands or your feet or your hands and your feet. So if you have someone, a recipient, who has never walked, we can help them to ride a bike. The feet are strapped in the pedals, and the hands are motorized with the feet and helps the trike to move. And we used to center on children, and now we have stepped up to the older generation, the geriatric generation, and also our wounded warriors. We have an awesome program for them. And so some may not have legs, some may have a leg, some may not have hands, and their feet can give them that freedom to ride a bike with the family. Several of our veterans have been using the Amtrike for the marathons that people are running. So it's an awesome trike. It gives them mobility and freedom.
So is the show just to raise money to purchase them, or will there be something there related to the Amtrikes?
Absolutely. Our therapist is Amy Carter, and she is a therapist for about 55 schools, mostly the rural school systems, and we will be setting up our trailer that has every kind of Amtrike in it, and we will be assessing people at the show. So if you know someone who needs a trike, you can bring them down to the Coliseum, and Amy and her group will assess the child or the adult. And we also have 13 Amtrike giveaways set up throughout the car show, and we'll be giving those away on Saturday and Sunday at 1 o'clock. And our trikes are given for free, and that's across the board with all of our AMBUC groups.
Linda, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
We just really want you to come and make a good show. Come see the cars. Come and register your car for the car show. It'll be an awesome, awesome couple of days.
Linda Mask with Mountain Metro AMBUCs. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, sir.
The 6th Annual Trikes and Tread Car Show will be held April 22nd and 23rd at the Comanche County Fairgrounds. Daily admission is $10, with a two-day pass available for $15. Children under the age of 12 are admitted free. Tickets can be purchased at the door or from an AMBUCs member. Persons who are only seeking an assessment for an Amtrike can make that known at the door and then be escorted to the assessment area. More information about the Trikes and Tread Car Show is available by calling Linda Mask at 580-695-8882 or by visiting the event's Facebook page. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.